admission into the Institute of Mission, Deliverance and Healing Immediate Bible School is now ongoing. Interested candidates should please call 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity you have given to us again to share the gospel with your children. Lord, I want to pray that, Lord, prepare every heart for this word this morning. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the name of Father will be glorified through this sharing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, O God, that, Lord, all that will hear your word this morning, let them be ready to take new leave and to be able to respond to your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Every contrary power of the devil over your people, over all our hearers, I come against in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that this world will not stand against us on the day of judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because you are in control. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to welcome you again to this broadcast this morning. I'm sure you have been waiting for this program, and thank God because it meets you well. I want you to know that, you know, God is concerned about you. God, you know, cherishes you. He cares for you, and his plan for you is to give you his best. And I pray that you will not miss his best in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can you please help me to call somebody or phone somebody that church on here is now on this channel, and that it's time for God even to bless us together in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, let me thank God for all those who called us last week. I really appreciate you. I am so happy because I know that you are following this program. Even all those whom we met in during the week, and they share good news to us about this program, how it is blessing them. I want to give God the glory. I know it is God, it is not man. And I pray that God will continue to bless us through these channels, through this program, every Saturday like this, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Last week, we were talking on Thou Art My Battle Axe. That was our topic. And today, we are continuing on the same topic, Thou Art My Battle Axe. One thing we said very important last week was that without you, the work of God cannot move well. Without you, the work of God cannot move. In fact, we discover without you, God is incapacitated. God can manifest. You know, we say, I seek for a man to stand for me between the porch and the altar, and I found none. So God is looking for men. You know, when there is no right man, God's program will suffer in this world. That is why this message is coming to you at this time, for you to know that you need to prepare yourself and to be engaged with God's assignment. Be engaged with God's assignment in this earth, and it shall be well within the name of Jesus Christ. One thing we also said was that, you know, you are God's battle axe. You know, we saw the story of David against Goliath, that God used David as his own battle axe, you know, because we said that without David, Goliath will not go down, you know, and that is why we decree, and I prophesy also again, that every Goliath against you, against our nation, they are falling down in the name of Jesus Christ. We talk about Pharaoh too, that there must be a Moses, that right now we still have Pharaohs, you know, to contend with, and God is looking a Moses. We said last week, may you be that Moses, in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, by the grace of God, we are moving further. We are going to talk on the characteristics of God's battle axe. You know, because even though God is looking for men, but he has choice. God is looking for people, but cannot use everybody. There are some things, there are some quality for you to be, you know, God's battle axe. It's just like if you want to use a knife, for example, and that knife is not sharp, you will look for another one that can work very well. So, characteristics of God's battle axe. Number one, as we said last week, is that God's battle axe must be sharp. God's battle axe must be sharp. sharp to use. Now, let's go back to Hebrews, you know, where we read again. Hebrews chapter number 4. Can we now read verse 12? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a designer of the thought and intent of the heart.
Now, can you see? He said, the word of God is quick, it's powerful. Can you see? And it's also sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, for God to use you, you know, the word of God must be in you. You know, for the Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. You must, you know, be possessor of the word of God. So, you know, for God to use you, for you to be usable, then it means, then therefore, that you must be a sharp instrument, not dull. No, not dull. You can't use a dull cutlass to cut a tree. God is looking for a man who has imbibed his word, a man who has gone far with his word, for him to use. May that be you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, you must be sharp. Another thing about the characteristic of God's battle axe this morning is also that it must be free of rust. It must be free of rust. I remember in those days when we are still in the agri station, after you see a plow or a mower, after it has finished work for a day, you know, there is a maintenance. They have to clean it. They have to remove sand. They have to remove debris. Why? Because those things can start to make that instrument to get rusted. Can you see now? So, what am I saying this morning? For you to be God's battle axe, you must be free from rust. Hallelujah. What do I mean by rust? Number one, rust could be addiction to food. When you are addicted to food, don't forget Esau, you know, he was so much addicted to food that he lost his birthright. Can you see now? You know, some people, they are so addicted to food that they cannot even fast. No fasting. And yet they won't get to use them. You know, look at man like Moses. Look like men like Elijah. They fasted for 40 days. Can you see now? No wonder they are usable to God. No wonder they are sharp instruments. No wonder they are free from rust. Excuse me. If you're a man of God, you can't fast. You have no business in the ministry. You know, why? Because fasting sharpens you. You know, fasting makes you to be free from rust. So, when you are addicted to food, you know, you cannot. No, Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So, you know, you are not meant for food. You know, Bible says, the food for the belly, and the belly for the food, he said, all will perish one day. Hallelujah. I'm sure you are hearing this morning. So, you know, if you are a God's battle axe, then you must be ready, be able to go on fasting. No wonder I saw the story of Esther, you know, and Bible said that, you know, he went on 3 days dry fasting, which is made it. Why? Because there is a Haman. Haman is after them. Haman want to destroy them. No wonder God used Esther to glorify his name. Because God will use you. But look. You must look at your fasting. If you want to go far, fast. Fasting makes you to go far and to go fast. You will be fast and far. Now, if you want God to use you, be ready to fast. So, if you can't fast, you know, you will rust. Why? Because addiction to food makes one to go down. Another thing about this rust is that, you know, when you are addicted not only to food, even to sleep. Some people can't sleep. You know, they will say, no, I can't do without sleep. Huh? And, you know, and this is a sign of laziness. Can you see? Now, when you are a lazy man, God cannot use you. You love sleep too much. You know what Proverbs say? He say a little sleep, a little slumber, a little food on the hand make your poverty to increase. Now, why can't you come up? Come on, about. So, rusty could be addiction to food, or it could be addiction to sleep. You know, all which can make you to become cold and spiritually inaction. You know, all this, you know, when you eat too much, you know, when you sleep too much, they bring spiritual coldness into your life. And you are not a required instrument that God can use. Now, what do I mean by rust again? Apart from adhere to food and sleep, also when you disobey God's word, when you disobey God's word, it can't be God's back to us. When you look in the book of 1 Kings, you know, there was a story of the young prophet and the old prophet. God told the young prophet that where I am sending you, you must not eat any food there. God told him. God instructed him. You know what? When he got there, he forgot God. The old prophet invited him to his house and he started to eat. He disobeyed God. You know, and on the way, what happened? Lion met him and what? And ate him up. Can you see that? So, you know, God has have told him what to do. But he disobeyed. So, you could be rusted when you are disobeying the word of God. You know, another thing that can make you to rust, you know, as a battle ass is pride in your life. When you are filled with pride. That was the first sin in the world. The devil sinned like that too. Devil was filled with pride. You know, let's see it now. Let's see it in the book of Isaiah chapter 14. Let's start to read from verse 12.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?
Yes.
How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
Can you see? He just can so proud. You know, when you look at the word sin, it is spelled S-I-N. The center word here is I, S-I-N. So I, the center word of sin is I. When you are filled with I will. You know, you need to know that, you know, you need to depend upon God. For you to be God's battle ass, the pride must not be you. Remember what the Bible says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. You know, the enemy of a proud man is God. So, free from pride. You know, another thing that can make you to rust, we are talking about rust, you know, a second requirement for God's battle ass. Another thing that can make you to rust is sexual impurity. Like Samson, when you look at the Bible very well, you will discover that God wants to do something. But what rusticated his life was sexual pollution, sexual impurity. God planned great things through him, you know. But, you know, Samson allowed sexual impurity, you know, to contaminate his life. And look at what his life today. You know, even Solomon, you know, the richest king. Can you see? Bible says he brought all form of women from all ways of life, you know, to marry. Bible says he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Excuse me, how is a man be able to cope with 700 wives and yet he wants to serve God? No wonder that those women derailed him. No wonder he became, you know, he became useless before God. No wonder he was talking like a mad person towards the end of his life. Can you see that? So, you know, you must take care of this rust in your life. You know, food gets you to be rusted. Sleep gets you to be rusted. When you disobey the word of God, get to be rusted. When there is pride in your life, make you to be rusted. And also sexual impurity brings rust into your life. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Are you under satanic covenants or curses? Is your life full of delays, hindrances, or lack of progress? Are you laboring without success, tired of life, and no accomplishment in your career, education, marriage, financial, businesses, and pursuits of life? Then your new season has come. Your deliverance is now at last. Attend Crush the Devil service every Friday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesami Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta. You have tried others. Try Jesus today. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. This is the time you have been waiting for. Jesus is Lord.
I once was lost.
Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I am sure you have been blessed this morning. We are looking at the qualification of God's battle axe. And thank God because, you know, we have mentioned some 2 points there. Number one is that you must be sharp. Number two, you must be free from rust. I'm saying rust could be addiction to food or sleep, disobedience to God's word, pride in our lives, and sexual impurity. Let's continue. Now, number 3 point, for you to become God's battle axe is that you must pass through fire. You must pass through. What does it mean of fire there? It means trials of life. It means temptation. It means affliction. And all this makes you to become sharper. Can you see now? You know, when you pass through trials, go and ask the gold. When a goldsmith is trying to purify it, they use fire for what? As purifying agent. They have to pass through fire before they can be cleaned. Hear me, if you are passing through fire right now, you are passing through, you know, very wonderful condition, don't be moved. It's because God is preparing you. I don't know your situation right now. I don't know what you are passing through right now. But you know what now? God is preparing you for a greater adventure. God is preparing you for a bigger ministry. God is preparing you for a bigger miracle. That is why you are passing through this problem you are passing through today. And I know at the end of this problem, you will glorify God. At the end of this fire experience, I am sure that you will glorify the name of the Lord. So, Bible says, you know, in the book of James, says, count it all joy when you pass through temptations, you pass through problems. You know, count it all joy. Why? Because it will work out for your goodness at the end of the day in the name of Jesus. So, a good battle axe pass through the fire. All the things we use for battle, they are metals. So, they have to be put through fire to become sharper. Hallelujah. So, you are passing through temptation. You know, there's no temptation you are passing through that has never happened to a man before. There is none. So, what you are passing through today, just know that very soon, God will use it to glorify His name in your life. Can you see that? So, don't be moved. So, don't be depressed. Are you passing through a trial? Yes. You know, even Abraham himself passed through trial. God told him and said, this your son, this your only son, go and sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. You know what now? He passed through trial. You know, he passed through test of life. And you know what now? He became, you know, greater in life. I see God, you know, using this, your situation, to glorify His name. I see God using it to help you more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, you know, can I say this one very well? That vessel of God must be holy. Any vessel, any battle axe that God wants to use must be holy. Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Let us take a scripture. Let's see, you know, the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's see from verse 19 to 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this zeal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
So, you know, in a house, there are various types of vessels, some unto honor and some unto dishonor. Now, what am I saying this morning is this, that you see, for God to use you, you must be a vessel of honor. and you must be a holy vessel. Can you see that? You must be holy. No matter how urgent the gospel program on this earth is, you never use a man that has not prepared in the line of holiness. Please be holy. Please be holy. You know, anyone that bear the vessel of the Lord, you know, must stand holily. Please be holy. It is there that God can use you. You know, God wanted to use, you know, the Eliab. Eliab happens to be the brother of David. And, you know, Samuel thought that that was the king. He saw Eliab. Eliab was so big. Eliab was something. But God said, no. I have disqualified him. Now, let's look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. Verse 8 and 18. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 and 18. Yes.
But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself.
Can you see now? He said, "I will not defile myself with food." Can you see? That food has been full sacrifice to the idol. I will not defile myself. So he refused to eat that food. He want to maintain holiness. He didn't want to become rusted. You know? So he said, "We know." Now, verse 18.
Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, you see, if you want God to use you, you must deal with your life. Deal with your appetite. You know, deal with every part of your body. Make them to be holy. Let's see Colossians chapter 3. Verse 5. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuency, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
You know, mortify. Kill them. Kill any desire in you that will not make you to be holy, that will not make God to use you. What is that desire in your life? What are those things in your life today that will make God to neglect you, as he neglected Eliab, the brother of David? You know, don't allow, you know, contamination. Don't allow things to contaminate you. Be holy. Bible says, anyone that carries the vessel of the Lord must be holy. So if you want God to use you, be holy. Also, if you want God to use you to be a vessel of God, you must be humble. You must be humble. You know, because as we said the last time, God is looking for a humble vessel, not proud. Not people that think much on themselves. Now, let's see the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 15. Isaiah 10, 15.
Shall the earth boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Or shall the soul magnify itself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up? Or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood?
So it means that you can only be used by God when you are humble. Like a pot boasting against the mortar. Maybe the potter is the one that made the pot. So you cannot boast against God. Everything you are today is of God. You hear me? No matter the level you are today, you don't have any level to be boastful to God. Why? Because everything you have is from God. Everything that is given to you is from God. So look, be humble. Be humble. 1 Peter 5:6. 1 Peter 5:6.
Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Oh, can you see? If you want God to exalt you, want God to use you, then humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. Hear me? As I'm writing up this morning, don't forget that God used some people in the past and it's only for you. You know, he used them as battle pass. You know, he used Jehoshaphat to break nations. In 2 Chronicles 20, from 20 to 23, he used Jesus to destroy the kingdom of darkness. You know, he used Elijah to destroy demonic agents. You know, he used Elisha to break powers of darkness. He used Paul, you know, to destroy all the powers of the devil. He used Peter to destroy every satanic principles and practices. You know, to rebuke magicians and to glorify the name of the Lord. This morning, God wants to use you as a battle axe. Are you ready? Will you allow it to use you? Are you prepared for it to use you? Please be prepared. And I know that as you prepare and you start to serve God, God's name shall be glorified. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. Let me tell you that tomorrow in the church is a wonderful time. It's a time of the anointing. It's a time that the power of God will flow in our assembly. I want you to be available, and I will anoint all those that want God to use them as God's battle axe. I am expecting to see you in church tomorrow. God bless you till I see you next week. May you remain rapturable. Hallelujah.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Son, everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.